Hello everyone, it is Tatum from Ghost Buddies, and I have a fun little update for you today that I am titling The Old Mill Museum Returns. Sadly, this is not Ghost Buddies returning, this is just a one and done episode to update you guys on an exciting opportunity that I have had recently. In Season 1, Episode 3 of Ghost Buddies, Lily and I talked about the Old Mill Museum in Dundee, Michigan. It started as a grain factory and was repurposed multiple times, eventually being bought by Henry Ford, and is now a museum today, which is open to the public. It is a landmark that is rich in history and rich in spirits. And we know that from episode 3. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I highly recommend you do, just so you can get the context to this episode. I recently had the chance to visit the museum, which is now open to the public since the pandemic and is open most days of the week, and I got to talk with an employee. I wish I had written down his name, but I did not, and I apologize. But he gave me a lot of personal stories about his interactions with ghosts. He even showed me some videos of paranormal activity that he has caught since working at the museum. One story that he shared with me happened to one of his coworkers. To understand this story, I have to explain the setup of the museum a little bit. In the exhibits, there are fake walls for separation of the exhibits, as well as to hang things on. So a wall would have like a front and back side, if that makes sense. A worker from the museum, a woman, was straightening a picture and like dusting something on one of these fake walls. And she heard a voice say, "Don't steal that picture." She walked behind the wall to see if anything was there, and there was no one. So she went back around the wall and was doing her job, dusting and straightening things up. And she heard again, "Don't steal that picture." But nobody was there. The worker I was talking with had a video that took place in the community room. It showed what looks to be a little kid running from one side of the room to the other multiple times. And it was in like night vision. The video was really creepy. But you could very clearly see someone running from one side of the room to the other. And you can even see white orbs randomly throughout the video. He also had a separate video where you could see white orbs shoot straight up the three flights of stairs in the museum. So they go like just right up. It was really crazy to look at and watch. There's a worker at the museum who brings her dog in to work quite often. And for some reason, the dog will not go in this one specific room. And I don't exactly know what the purpose of that room is for. I don't think that they have things in that room anymore. But dogs know things. And I think we all know that. Dogs are pretty smart when it comes to paranormal activity. So this dog will not step foot in this room at all. And I don't blame him. One of the personal experiences that this worker has had, he shared that they have like a generator room at the museum, and he saw a man with a manual walking into this room, but there was no like scheduled maintenance. There was nobody that wasn't supposed to be like a normal worker there that day. And then when he walked into the room, there was no one there at all. And that's kind of crazy to me, actually. So I want to thank this worker for providing a lot of personal stories and details that I could add to this episode from a while ago. And I want to thank all of you who are listening. Ghost Buddies still means a whole lot to me, and I'm very honored to still have listeners tune in after all this time. I hope you enjoyed this little update to episode 3. I know it was short, but I only had so much to tell you. I hope to see you all soon. Bye, Ghost Buddies.